The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back, welcome back. And you can hear, this is not Seth Liebson.
Seth, your voice changed.
I know, I know. Well, this is Dr. Kelly Ward, Chairwoman of the Republican Party of Arizona, joined by Political Director Mike Shaw.
Good afternoon and happy Friday. And that sounds redundant. I mean, it kind of is. Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday. Hey, we've got a very exciting guest coming up in this block.
We do.
Yes, Congressman Paul Gosar, Dr. Paul Gosar.
He's your congressman.
He is my congressman. I'm very proud of him. We're going to be talking about several things here with Congressman Gosar. So let's just go ahead and bring him in.
Why not? He's here.
And people can follow him at Dr. Paul Gosar, Dr. Paul Gosar on Twitter. As I said before, get on Twitter, conservatives. We need you. We need your backup. We need you to be sharing things. We need you to be retweeting and liking and commenting, because the liberals really rule that platform, and we need to take it and we need to make it red. So don't forget to follow at Dr. Paul Gosar, and we will welcome into the show Dr. Gosar, Congressman. Welcome.
Dr. Ward, good seeing you, and thanks for having me on.
Go ahead, Mike. I know you've got a couple questions here.
I think there are some memes out there. We're talking about social media. Memes are so much fun. And there's a new meme that's out. Maybe it's a Carmen Sandiego thing. Maybe it's a Where's Waldo thing. But where is Adam Schiff? Have we seen him?
Well, I mean, we've seen something of Adam Schiff. You know, trying to illegally divide and build a case against our president back in Washington, D.C. So a pretty sad state of affairs when you see somebody that has been caught lying and then also leaking repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. I want to say thank you for joining the censure. I think it's up to 118 Republicans who have joined Congressman Biggs in working hard to censure Adam Schiff for his horrific behavior, his so-called parody, his lying to the American people on from the committee in Congress, creating a completely false story about the perfect phone call, the wonderful phone call, just like President Trump says, between
right.
President Trump and the leader of the Ukrainian government, President Zelensky. What do you think about that censure?
Well, you know, Dr. Ward, what will happen is that I'll tell the listeners that Mr. Biggs put that in right as we were getting ready to leave. So that will be the first phone, the first business that we take up this coming week. And what will happen is the privilege motion will be made, and the Democrats will make a motion to table it.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have is they have the votes, and so what they'll do is they'll have enough votes to table it. But it's good enough to say that people did not they voted to not censure him, and the American people are watching because they see two levels of law being applied: one to those that are privileged, like Clinton and Biden and Schiff and Pelosi, and another one to the rest of us,
mm-hmm.
and us deplorables, I may add. And so, you know, that's what's at stake here in America right now under these investigations is the rule of law and equal application
right.
of it.
Well, I love seeing all the Republicans coming together, and it's great to see that there are 118 at least that have come together to say that this is a bunch of baloney. And I'm hoping that more will come to the table, whether a vote is ever taken or not. Having them signing on, and I'm so proud of all of you. Our entire Republican delegation is signed on to the censure motion.
Absolutely. You remember Congressman Biggs put it in at the last minute when you were there. So mm-hmm. a lot of these folks haven't had a chance to look at it. They're probably hearing it from the people in their districts. So I suspect when we get back on Tuesday, there'll be a bunch more people signed on to it.
Yeah, if I remember right, Congressman Biggs spoke last night at LD 12. I believe the number he gave was now 140. That's take it with a grain of salt. I wasn't taking notes. It's just my memory from last night, so it might be close.
You could probably find out on Twitter. If you get on Twitter, you can find it out.
All the live news happens there. Yeah, yeah.
Regardless, Schiff is running a kangaroo court, and
yep.
it has no place in America's law journals. Not what we ought to be running.
I loved that Congressman Matt Gaetz out of Florida said he's running a kangaroo court and he is like an evil Captain Kangaroo. I loved it. Perfect. Little red cheeks and all.
Yep.
Yeah. So what do we do about that? Because, the American people are watching. We see how biased that Schiff is. And Congressman Biggs made the point last night. Everyone's a little bit biased. We get that. But he's unfairly biased. I think that the Democrats are making a big mistake. They're going to end up helping President Trump. They're helping the Republican Party. Do you agree that this is a disaster for them politically or not so much?
No, I do, because when you look at this, they are running this impeachment inquiry totally different than what has been the sound and true applied aspect. When Richard Nixon, when Bill Clinton, when Garfield were impeached, but both sides were given equal application and equal access, and we're not seeing that. The president in the past was given the chance to defend, to call witnesses, and we're seeing none of this. And that's why you see the administration saying not to comply mm-hmm. with their subpoenas, because as Congressman Gaetz said, it is a kangaroo court.
Mm-hmm.
It has no bearing to what should be in our law in our country today. But that's what you find the Democrats doing. They want chaos. They want chaos big time. They're following Alinsky's rules for radical.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to muddy the waters on the president because they know they got three big things coming their way. Number one, the FISA report. I kind of thought it was coming out today, maybe early next week.
Well, that was what I was going to ask was about these FISA abuses for 2016. And when is it going to come out? And what do you think is going to be in there?
Well, so part of the problem, Dr. Ward, was that we weren't getting compliance on the Steele dossier, and particularly Mr. Steele. And so the president went to Gina Haspel, the head of the Director of National Intelligence, and said, open up the records. Once that happened, Mr. Steele immediately wanted to comply and spent, I believe, something like 18 hours testifying.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough to all your listeners, everyone that testified before Mr. Steele did his testimony actually wanted to retestify. I wonder if it was to change their story.
Right.
Now what you start to see is people like Clapper last weekend making the comment, well, we were just doing what the president told us to do. And when you understand FISA, the president is alerted to every one of the things under FISA. And let me reiterate that. The president is aware of everything under FISA.
Right. Yeah,
so the president knew exactly of this.
That House of Cards.
Right.
House of
Cards. That's why you're seeing the Susan Rices and Valerie Jarrett, the Clappers, the Brennans coming out of the woodwork. It's like cockroaches trying to cover their tracks.
All during the Obama administration and Paul Manafort, and not because of his ties to President Trump, but because of his ties to the Podestas and everything that happened with Uranium One. And again, the Democrats are the ones that are guilty, and so they take what they're guilty of and they accuse this president of. We saw it with Russiagate, and we're seeing it again with this impeachment inquiry.
Yes. Well, and I mean, the media wants to focus on foreign interference, but just all those names that you just read, not one of those was a foreign interferer. It is troubling the level of interference from within our government, spying, surveillance, whatever you want to call it.
But what's so telling, Dr. Warren, Mike, is that the FISA stands for Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and it's key. that an American citizen, if they're looking in the foreign intelligence surveillance, has to be minimized and kicked out. So this is so premeditated that the Obama administration, and this is what's got them all up arms, they worked with Great Britain, Italy, mm-hmm. Australia, New Zealand to use their intelligence as a counterintelligence that they directed them to.
Yep.
So this was so premeditated. People, when they understand the FISA aspect, this was one of the first things I had to vote on when I was first elected. And I voted against this part of revision of the Patriot Act from the very get-go because of what transpired here. No checks and balances.
No checks and balances, Congressman Gosar. Hey, I don't know if you can hear that music or not, but I can tell you that we have to work hard to make sure this never, ever happens again to another president. I know you're in Washington, D.C., working hard to make sure that that is the case, standing up for faith, family, and freedom. I look forward to seeing you in the near future, and we're going to have to cut it off here, and I hope people will stay tuned for the next block here on the Seth Liebson Show on 960 The Patriot.
Any idea what that is?
I don't know. That's why I was kind of being quiet here for a second.
It sounds like one of those old movies like Elvis at the Beach with Gidget or something.
I don't know. We'll find out from Bill later. But, welcome back. Welcome back to the Seth Liebson Show on 960 The Patriot. Wow, that was a great segment with Congressman Gosar.
Yeah, really interesting stuff.
Yes.
This FISA report that's coming out, so interesting. And I did not know. And so I'm so glad that he told us that everything, when there's a FISA request, it goes straight. I mean, it goes to everyone, including back during the Obama administration, Dr. Susan Rice, and then President Barack Obama.
That's right.
And the two of them together put.
Well, don't forget Hillary.
Oh, Hillary.
She was in it, too.
She was in it, too, even though she was a candidate. But, they were all working together. Yep. And it was, Dr. Susan Rice and President Barack Obama who changed the rules on how you can unmask U.S. citizens under surveillance. And they made those more lax about a half a year before they actually put it into practice to pretty much wiretap the Donald Trump campaign.
Right. Well, and don't you think it's interesting that Susan Rice just put out a book, and in it, she has a little segment in there about how her mom says that she thought Hillary was using her as a, using Susan as a scapegoat. Susan Rice didn't go quite that far, but Susan Rice's mom thought that Hillary was putting her daughter out on the news on those Sunday shows after Benghazi to be the scapegoat for everything that went on. But Susan Rice didn't go that far to say it. So
I'm sorry, Dr. Rice, but no one, no one put a gun to your head to lie to the American people, not once, not twice, not four times, but for 4 weeks about what actually happened in Benghazi. That's her decision.
Yep.
And her integrity or lack thereof is on her.
Yes. But I'm sure she got a lot of pressure from those big wigs like Hillary and President Barack Obama.
Well, I
can't wait to see what these documents, the newly declassified court documents show that the FBI didn't comply with FISA in targeting Americans while searching through the NSA records during President Trump's administration. And even after James Comey's tenure as the FBI director, I think that what we are going to find out when that comes out, maybe it'll come out today. I don't know. It's kind of late in the day in D.C. time.
Right.
Maybe it'll wait till tomorrow. But I think we're going to find out so much. And again, it's going to add to that that quality of as though we're watching a movie that is so far-fetched it could never be true.
It's true, and you would think it would have come out today if they wanted to do a Friday night dump, where they put the important news out on Friday night so the American people miss it over the weekend and it blows over. So I'm kind of glad it didn't come out tonight if that's the case.
Right.
But I thought it was interesting, too, when Congressman Gosar was talking about the Patriot Act, because obviously, the Obama administration sort of weaponized this stuff. But even when George W. Bush was talking about the Patriot Act after 9/11, and there seemed to be a really good need for it, there were a lot of people saying, don't do it, because if you give up this much freedom for security,
You deserve neither. Benjamin Franklin.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Benjamin Franklin knew stuff.
Yes.
And it's coming true because In every administration, there have been those abuses, and we know that the government listens to pretty much everything, and they
and
have
so does Siri, and so does Alexa.
That's
and
true.
So does Facebook.
That's
and we just let them. We just let them. We've given up so much of our privacy.
Yep.
You know, I've watched the TV show The Americans. I don't know if anybody else has seen that show. Yes, with the backwards K. Uh-huh. But it goes back into the 80s and the spy craft and how they had to, you know, like encode little dots and put them under tables and different things and how they had to drive around blocks and beep. And you just think, wow, how much privacy we've given up over that time. It really is amazing to me that we've allowed it to happen as the American people.
And it's, you know, and it gets really sad to like, so Apple, you know, we have the terrorist attack in California and they had iPhones and Apple would not unlock their phones for the FBI. And that was a huge debate. Should they have, because of the gravity of the situation? Apple's saying, no, we don't do that, no matter what the situation is, because we care about people's privacy. Oh, my goodness, that's a whole nother show.
Right.
I mean, it just is.
And I mean, and I am a Fourth Amendment advocate. And,
yes.
You know, I don't think that our company should be forced to do that. But I think our government should have people who are hackers, who are adept enough at getting the information that we need so that they can do it. And they shouldn't have to go out into the private sector and try to force people to violate American citizens' Fourth Amendment rights.
Yeah, I so agree with that. But you also have people in the intelligence community who want the information, because if you have strong, you know, encryption and you encrypt things from end to end, you know, anybody can communicate anything privately, which I'm a strong advocate of. But then you see the dangerous side of that.
Yeah.
And so then the NSA and others want a backdoor into those programs so that they can snoop.
Right.
And I don't like that, but at the same time, I see maybe there might be a need for that. So it's,
well, you know what it's called? Get a warrant.
Yeah.
Once you get a warrant, then those doors open very quickly.
But if it's encrypted, you still can't read it even with a warrant. So it's just like it gets down the rabbit hole. The technology stuff
does. Hey, we have had some fun this week in Arizona and across the nation because the GOP, this, you know, impeachment fight from Washington out into the states. And I saw rallies all over the place.
Yeah.
We had our own rallies.
You were in Casa Grande.
I was.
And then in Tucson.
Yes.
And
yes.
Both huge successes, but I was not able to go. So what was the atmosphere like?
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. There were so many people. We were standing out in front. First, we went to Casa Grande to Congressman Tom O'Halloran's office. I don't know if anybody realizes he actually is a congressman, because I don't think he does anything.
I didn't know he had an office.
Right. And he's in one of the districts in the country that he won, but Trump won.
Yeah.
And so he is definitely at risk.
Yes.
He's been very crafty. He just doesn't say anything about what he thinks about anything, though he is a radical leftist Democrat. I'm sure he's on this impeachment train, but he's one of the ones I'm sure that's praying, please, Nancy, please don't have a vote. Please, Nancy, please don't have a vote.
Don't make me go on record.
So we had the event in Casa Grande. We had so many people. They were so excited to be there. We had a few counter protesters. That was kind of exciting, too. I haven't ever had the opportunity to try to do a pep talk with a bullhorn.
With a bullhorn. I saw that. That was
so
crazy.
That was kind of exciting. But and then we went to Tucson, and Tucson had, you know, close to 100 people that were there. And I actually walked down the side of the road. Everybody was along the road and people were beeping and high-fiving and, you know.
And Kirkpatrick's office,
right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, another do-nothing. Another do-nothing who actually doesn't even live in that district.
Carpetbagger big time.
Right. Yep. She lets the former rep, Ron Barber, run the office and probably run the district, because nothing's getting done anyway.
Right.
It's time to replace those people. You know, those two are definitely vulnerable. It's time to get rid of them. And I'm glad that the people of Arizona are ready to stand up, stand with the president, and stand for what's right.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, too. Tom O'Halloran has a primary from someone who's very liberal. That's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love to see them have to spend money. So everybody keep your eyes open. Congressman David Schweikert is going to be coming up pretty soon. I hope you won't miss it. Stay tuned. This is the Seth Liebson Show on 960 The Patriot. Hey, we are back, and we're getting a little bit of country music. I mean, I like it. I don't know about you.
Two-stepping on a Friday. I lived in Roswell, New Mexico for a long time.
I'm sorry.
I was 21 years old, moved to Roswell, right? And here's this.
You were looking for UFOs?
What? Yes, and I found them. No, it was my first radio gig.
Yes.
I talked to myself. That's how I started.
It wasn't at night talking about UFOs, right?
It was not.
As people drive across the
desert. That came later. But here is this 21-year-old guy who likes rock and roll, shows up in a small town that has three country bars, and that's it.
Yep.
I got pretty good at two-stepping because you had to.
That's right. Well, good. Good.
Yes.
That can be one of our team building. We should all go. Denim and Diamonds, right? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. We could do some clogging, maybe.
No.
No clogging.
Two-stepping
would be good.
Yeah,
I like it.
I think that'd be fun. That will be in addition to our karaoke team building and our Arizona State Fair team building that we're going to do just next week.
Okay, so you and your husband went to the fair,
yep.
And you guys were registering voters, as we're doing at the Maricopa County.
And we had a lot of Democrats switch over, which is great. New voters that are totally ready to vote because they want to vote for President
and
Trump.
And so we're going as a team on Thursday,
yes.
And we're going to be doing the same, and then we're going to hang out together at the fair.
Yep.
How is it?
It was fun. You know, the worst thing is that I've been on a diet for a few months, and I'm still on the diet, and I have these people walking across with giant plates of French fries, yes. Funnel cakes, caramel apples, everything that is so good.
She had,
so
deep fried butter.
Oh, I don't know if they had any out there. I did not go look for it.
Have you seen the they batter up Oreo cookies and deep fry that? Have you seen that?
I have seen it, yes. And actually, I think I have had one before in Lake Havasu at Balloon Fest.
Yes,
and but I wouldn't say they're good for you.
As
they're
a doctor, would you recommend that?
Not regularly. So
I promised to bring this up. So I'm doing carnivore keto.
I know carnivore keto.
Keto. You know what I had today was a 1 pound of chicken thighs with the skin on.
Oh my gosh!
Baked it in garlic. And that was today's meal.
Yum.
Yesterday's meal was 1 pound of ribeye steak.
Oh, my gosh.
It was pretty much on the rare side, but medium rare, a little on the rare side.
Yeah, yeah.
Day before that, I had chicken, I think.
Well, you're doing great. You're losing.
Yeah.
You're losing. We're losing. Mm-hmm. My husband and I went on a diet together, which is great. And because I said I had to get back into Fox News shape, because.
Yes, right.
And I do have to say thank you to Dennis Welch, if you're out there listening, because Dennis Welch came to the office a couple of months ago, and he did this horrific story on me that was all supposed to be about how great the Trump economy is and how Arizonans have more money in their pocket and how many manufacturing jobs have been brought back to the United States and to Arizona.
So he's supposed to tell the truth.
Exactly. And instead, he just wants to know what I think about certain ones of President Trump's tweets. And I was like, that's what the story's about. And meantime, his cameraman gets this little GoPro. He has a great shot. It's far away. You can't tell that I need to be on the Fox News diet to lose weight, brings this little GoPro right up to the side of my face. And it's not even my whole face that he puts in, but it was very, very, very unflattering.
Oh,
but it was
goodness.
Enough, thank you, Dennis, to get on a diet so that I can look better whenever people have to see me in public.
See what happens when the haters show up?
That's
it
right.
Motivates us to be
I
better.
I find a silver lining in every cloud, even with the fake news media.
Absolutely right. And back when in my TV days, they used to say TV puts 10 pounds on you.
Yeah.
And then I used to say, people say to me, Mike, how many cameras are on you? Like, that's mean. Come on. Be nice.
The fake news, the fake news will do anything, I think, to make Republicans look bad. Not just me. They love, the Republic loves to hate me. I think I'm clickbait for the Republic, because if you look at their tweets, the ones they get the most play on are the ones where they're attacking me or attacking the Republican Party. They love to attack Congressman Gosar. They love to attack President Trump again and again and again. But I think it's one of the things that I've heard people across the board say, thank you to Vice President Pence, to President Trump, to the people who are fighting, leading the fight against the corrupt news, against the fake news. And they're so glad that someone is finally standing up and pointing that out.
Yeah. And like you pointed out earlier in the show, and you're certainly one of those for us here in Arizona as well and nationally, where, Trump has taken the hits for us. You're taking the hits for us.
I know. I think I've been in training for the last few years to grow the thick skin that I need and to learn the skills that I need to be able to punch back whenever we need to. Figuratively, not literally. Figuratively, because we don't want anybody to
We don't want anyone to get triggered.
That's
Can I say triggered?
I don't know.
My goodness. What happened?
Well, hey, Stay with us. We have got Congressman David Schweikert up next talking about the USMCA and more. This is the Seth Liebson Show on 960 The Patriot. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Seth Liebson Show. We're getting really creative on the music. Yeah?
Joan Baez?
I think so. I think so.
It
That's
is.
Way before my time. But
oh, wow.
I think it is.
Wow. I feel more like a hippie already.
Yeah, I know. I want to go grab some bell bottoms and, you know, like a flower chain to wear around my head.
Run in a meadow full of daisies and stuff.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
My goodness.
All right. Well, Congressman David Schweikert's going to join us here in just a moment. If you are on Twitter, and I hope you are after this hour and a half of my telling you, please get on Twitter. His handle is @RepDavid. So follow him because he puts a lot of great information out there. Nice. And we as conservatives, we as Republicans need to be on Twitter. So I think that Congressman is with us. So hello, hello, Congressman Schweikert.
Hi there. And I'm sorry for the delay. Have you ever had a moment where your four-year-old is being a bit precocious?
Yeah, about 26 years ago.
I still have some where my 23-year-old or my 21-year-old are being that way, too.
Look,
sometimes my husband.
The greatest thing in the world, you know, and I know we're older parents, but and sometimes you just can't help but laugh. Even though, you know, if it was 20 years ago, it would have driven me nuts.
Yeah, yeah. But it keeps you young, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If not, it keeps you exhausted.
That's right. And then you forget that you're not young. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
We have a lot of important issues to talk about, but I got to see you again on Monday. And again, thank you very much for all that you do. Thanks for being my congressman. I do appreciate that. And I just want you briefly to explain to the good doctor and others, what is this flu kazoo?
All right. Let's actually just sort of walk through. What we're trying to do is make an argument. There's a revolution coming in the cost of healthcare. There's technology that's about to crash part of the cost of keeping us well. Many of you wear an Apple Watch. Now, think of that, the next generation of that, the patch you can wear that manages your blood oxygen and tells you how much of your asthma inhaler you have to take. Or the flu kazoo is technology we hope will be out in a year or so. It's something you can blow into, and instantly it would tell you if you have a flu, instantly could talk to your medical records on your phone, instantly the algorithm could write you the appropriate antiviral. And look, I know you have a good doctor sitting there right next to you, but the concept is, what would happen if we had technology that was able to be part of our primary care physician? It's like the blockbuster video moment. It helps crash the price of healthcare. And then there's the other side that we talk a lot about, and that's these amazing drugs that are coming. In a few months, we expect a single-shot cure for hemophilia.
Nice.
We know we have a drug that's about to come that's going to stabilize ALS. We believe we have a drug that's about to cure sickle cell anemia. And all those are big chronic conditions that if we could cure them or stabilize them, we also start to crash the price of chronic care.
That's right. That's right. Well, the American Enterprise Institute estimates that the share of healthcare spending influenced by the government is 77%. And Democrats want that to go all the way to 100%, while we Republicans want to move to a more free market, patient-centered system. Yeah. How can we as a party accomplish this for the American people? How can we get all of our great ideas out there and put those policies into action?
Well, it's a brilliant question, and it's a tough one.
Yep.
Because so often as Republicans, we're caught in the argument of saying, well, here's our idea on how to finance health care. And our ideas are much better and much more patient-centric. Now, how do you take that same discussion and say, we're going to, instead of be arguing, as we have for the last 10, 20 years, on the financing of health care, let's actually have the argument of saying, we want to embrace disruptive technology that's here, that could crash the price of healthcare. But now we have to change the reimbursement system, the payment systems, the licensing system, both at the state and federal level, to allow that technology to be part of what keeps us well. And that's even harder.
Yep.
Because in some ways, Democrats pretend they're pro, you know, technology, pro science, right up to the point that it makes us sovereign, that we no longer have to be part of their collective. Because their vision is to have us all sit in a Medicare, Medicaid waiting room. And my personal vision is using technology that's going to make us so much healthier and crash the price.
Yes.
But it also makes us able to take care of ourselves and our family.
I love that. I love that. And remember, too, Congressman, that the Democrats don't really want all of us to be in those waiting rooms. They only want the ones that they feel have value to be able to still sit in those waiting rooms.
Right.
The rest, they'll find some other solutions for our issues. But I don't want to go on and on about that because I want to get to the USMCA. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi got up in front of the American people and said, we want to pass the USMCA. Well, I just think that's a complete and total lie. Governor Doug Ducey, state governors all over the country, farmers, manufacturers, unions, everyone is in agreement that the USMCA is a major step forward from the outdated, unfair NAFTA, the trade deal we're currently under. Why are the Democrats stonewalling it? What can we in Arizona do to help get this through?
Okay, two brilliant questions. Look, I'm on the trade subcommittee of Ways and Means, so this takes up a huge portion of my life. And the reality of it is the only one who can ultimately call it to a vote is Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
The agreement was done over a year ago. But let's be a little cynical here. I cannot come to you with a good answer why the majority of Democrats are still not embracing it. My fear is that the concern that they don't want to give a win to our president because their base has become so radicalized. That's the one story I think just doesn't circulate well, particularly in our local media.
Right.
It's just how extreme the Democrats have become here in Arizona. And so think of this. The USMCA, the NAFTA replacement, is really, really good for Arizona. Economically, it's a half point of GDP growth for the entire country,
mm-hmm.
but it's particularly strong for Arizona.
Yep.
And yet, I believe we have a number of our Democrat congresspeople who haven't even, you know, recognized whether they're going to even vote for it, even though it would be really good for the economics of their districts because they're so beholden.
I don't know if half of the Democrats from Arizona in Congress realize they're actually in Congress. They are not doing work. They're there on a witch hunt.
I got to give you a more radical. It has become the whether it be, you know, the fraudulent impeachment inquiry, because there's no such thing as an impeachment inquiry. If you're going to do impeachment, go to the floor, have a vote. Give the minority, which is us as Republicans, also the right to call witnesses, also to cross-examine and demonstrate who's telling the truth and not telling the truth.
Right.
If they're doing an inquiry, it's theater. This is to pacify how extreme the Democrats have become. But the same thing, what happens when that sort of radicalized base wouldn't even pass the USMCA,
right?
Because those members are scared of their activists.
Yeah. Well, Congressman Schweikert, I can tell you what happens. Those Democrats that are thinking Democrats, and I believe there are still thinking Democrats out there. Some people disagree with me. I think there are. And those thinking Democrats are saying, how can I stay a part of this party? I have got to walk away. I have got to run away. I've got to either become an independent or go all the way to the side of good and join the Republican Party and help us save this country.
That's right.
Save this country. It's been great having you. The time goes by so fast.
Good luck in crazy town.
Thank you, doctor.
That's right. All right. Talk to you and everyone else. Stay tuned. This is the Seth Liebson Show. We are on 960 The Patriot. Well, we are not wasting away here today. We are using our time wisely, and it's been a great show so far. Thanks, Mike.
I haven't stepped on a pop top either,
we're
doing
right.
Well.
That's right. Yeah. Or blown out your flip-flop.
Yep,
no, none of those things. Mm-hmm. None of those things. So, well, it was great to have Representatives Gosar and Schweikert here with us. I could listen to them and Congresswoman Lesko all day long.
Yes.
The time always goes so fast, but it was just an honor to have them come on with us. I think the listeners really appreciate being able to hear directly from their representatives.
I think it's really cool, and they all three of them do a fantastic job of when they can get away from Washington, D.C., what Congressman Schweikert calls crazy town.
That's right.
And when they can get back into town, they do a lot of events where they can talk to the people one-on-one or as groups, and you know, very accessible to folks. They come on shows like this one, and actually this one. And so where they can, you know, again, visit with people and let them know what's going on, and also show their human side as well. So it's very fun. And I mentioned it 2 hours ago, but, you know, listeners come and go as they're driving around, yep, and that sort of thing. The favorite 20 minutes of my job so far as political director has been spending 20 minutes on the phone with Congressman Schweikert talking about blockchain. I love the stuff. I love talking about it. And then to be able to bounce stuff off of him, and his depth of knowledge is like crazy on that stuff, is really, really fun.
Yep. Yep. We're lucky to have the people we have in Congress.
Yes.
I'd love to get a couple more Republicans to join them in CD1, CD2, CD9, CD7, CD3. We've got to take those places back. They've got some radicals that are out there. I know coming up, we have something that's a little bit different. RNC spokeswoman Liz Harrington is going to come on. She's going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the RNC.
Yeah.
We're also going to have some open lines around 5:30. If everybody wants to get ready, the number is 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. We would love to hear your calls.
Yeah. Now, the last time you were on, when you were filling in with Seth last time,
yeah,
you had a lot of calls and a lot of questions on what's happening in the Republican Party.
Yes.
And so I anticipate, because when I get to go around and talk to groups, they always want to know when you're coming and when they can talk to you. Yes. And this is going to be their chance.
Yep. They can talk to me here or, you know, anytime.
Yes.
I really have an open door.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great. I'm having a great time serving the people, the Republicans of Arizona, working for them and working with them. So, hey, stay tuned. We will be back in not too many minutes on the Seth Liebson Show, 960 The Patriot.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.